from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. General David Petraeus is confirmed as the new commander of the Afghanistan war. The Senate vote today was unanimous. Petraeus replaces General Stanley McChrystal, who recently resigned after he and aides were quoted in Rolling Stone magazine mocking some of President Obama's war advisors. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan says when she puts on her judge's robe, she will leave politics aside. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the third day of Kagan's confirmation hearings.
Elena Kagan says there's a huge difference between her jobs in the Clinton White House and her bid to serve on the Supreme Court. Kagan tells senators she's proud of her work as a domestic policy advisor, but that her view of judging means she sometimes could vote against things she would support based on her personal views.
As a judge, you are on nobody's team. As a judge, you are an independent actor, and your job is simply to evaluate the law and evaluate the facts.
Kagan promises to take a narrow approach to judging. She's resisting efforts by senators to get her opinions on controversial court rulings in campaign finance, environmental, and business cases. Kagan spent 9 hours on Capitol Hill Tuesday. She'll stay on the hot seat at least through the rest of today. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
It's coming down hard on parts of the Mexican border with southern Texas. Rain and strong winds in South Padre Island, courtesy of Hurricane Alex. The storm's forecast to make landfall possibly as a stronger Category 2 in northeastern Mexico late tonight or early tomorrow. Alex, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, remains far to the southwest of major U.S. offshore facilities, but some energy companies have shut down oil and gas production in the Gulf and evacuated personnel. Rough sea conditions are also complicating oil spill containment and cleanup in the Gulf. A big upset at Wimbledon as the number one men's number seed makes an early exit. Larry Miller has more from London.
Defending Wimbledon champion Roger Federer was knocked out of the quarterfinals by Tomas Berdych. Federer went down 3-1, outplayed by the 6'5" Czech throughout much of the match. Uncharacteristically, Federer was making one unforced error after another and couldn't handle Berdych's serves, often pushing 140 miles an hour. Berdych says nerves almost got to him in the final game of the match.
Well, I would say my career, I think it was so far the toughest game to serve and close up the match.
Federer was looking for his 7th Wimbledon title. Instead, it's the first time since 2002 he hasn't reached the finals. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Dow's up 6 points at 98.77, NASDAQ up 12 at 21.47. This is NPR News. President Obama travels to Wisconsin today to hold a town hall meeting about the economy. NPR's Mara Liasson reports he'll take questions from the public a day after Congress rejected a package of state aid and jobless benefits.
The president will answer questions from ordinary Americans about the economy just one day after the Democrats suffered the latest in a string of defeats in their attempt to pass a package of state aid and jobless benefits. Conservative Democrats and Republicans oppose the bill because it adds to the deficit. But White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer said he doesn't think the Republicans would support the bill under any circumstances.
There is nothing that has happened over the last 18 months that would suggest that if these measures were paid for, the Republicans would drop their opposition and embrace these initiatives and pass them.
Pfeiffer said the Republicans have a strategy of blocking everything the president proposes, but the White House has another problem. Voters' concerns about the debt and deficit are beginning to create a political obstacle to any stimulus bills that are not paid for. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court upholding a ban on gay marriage and civil unions. The court ruled 7-0 today that the constitutional amendment passed in 2006 was presented properly to voters in a referendum. A voter opposed to the amendment sued on grounds that gay marriage and civil union were different subjects that were illegally bulked together on a referendum. The demand to buy homes hits a nearly 13-year low. The Mortgage Bankers Association snapshot of purchases last week reaffirms what analysts had been warning, that the housing market is slowing down again now that special federal tax incentives to home buyers are over. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.